Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today is shaping up to be warm and sunny across Israel. In Jerusalem, the skies are clear with a gentle breeze. Tel Aviv enjoys a mild day by the coast, perfect for a seaside stroll. Over in Haifa, expect bright sunshine throughout. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF and Shin Bet have killed a senior Hamas commander, Adham Nasman, involved in the October 7th attacks and responsible for holding several hostages. Also, Israel Hayom notes that this commander led operations for the Gaza City Brigade and directed militant raids during the conflict. Also this hour, Times of Israel highlights that over a dozen Western embassies are urging Israel to change its incarceration policies, voicing concerns over the treatment of Palestinian prisoners. Separately, Ynet reports Israeli intelligence believes Iran has moved thousands of centrifuges to a fortified site near Natanz. And finally, the Australian Jewish News shares that Australia's Wong reaffirms conditions for recognizing a Palestinian state ahead of the ALP National Conference. Reaction has been swift on social media. Israel Hayom English posted just minutes ago that Israeli intelligence reportedly suspects Iran's transfer of centrifuges to a deeply buried location. Al Arabiya English shared new footage earlier today from the U.S. Central Command showing recent U.S. strikes on Iranian military sites aimed at degrading Iran's military capabilities. Middle East 24 revealed new details about Hananya Blanka, a hostage executed in a Gaza hospital before his body was moved to a tunnel, as reported by his sister Avivit Yablonka Abadi. Let's go deeper, starting with the Jerusalem Post's report on Adham Nasman. He played a critical role in the October 7th attacks, holding multiple hostages. His elimination is part of the ongoing effort to dismantle Hamas leadership. The operation impacts not just military tactics, but also the morale among militants. Turning to Times of Israel's coverage on the Western embassies, these embassies criticize Israel's prison conditions, particularly the lack of Red Cross access. This diplomatic pressure could influence future negotiations on humanitarian grounds. Meanwhile, Ynet's report on Iran's centrifuge transfer suggests a strategic move by Tehran to safeguard its nuclear capabilities. This development could further strain Israeli-Iranian relations, affecting regional stability. On the diplomatic front, Australia's stance on Palestinian statehood, as reported by Australian Jewish News, underscores the complexities of international recognition. This position could influence other nations' policies in the region. On the economic front. First, Walla Business reports that Israeli exports have set a new record, reaching $169 billion, driven by diverse economic activities. This growth signifies robust international trade and economic resilience. Separately, Ynet Business announces that Israel Aerospace Industries has unveiled the Elion spy plane, a state-of-the-art platform designed for electronic warfare and intelligence gathering. This innovation enhances Israel's defense capabilities significantly. And finally, CTEC highlights concerns from leading economists about the societal impacts of artificial intelligence, emphasizing the need for adaptation. This discourse is crucial as technology continues to evolve rapidly. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 12 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.